Center. We've got a new incident in the Kirkland area. Southbound 405 near 124th, kind of near Totem Lake. Stall blocking the left center lane. Northbound 405 through the Renton S curve is really slow. Northbound I-5 slow now from just after the Duwamish River curve all the way up to the Convention Center. And it looks like Everett to Seattle about 65 minutes.
Attention fight fans. Don't miss a second of live MMA action in the Tulalip Amphitheater August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on site at the box office. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
We'll be right back. That's Primus by request from a texter with Winona's Big Brown Beaver. You know you've had a nasty breakup when your boyfriend writes a song like that. I'll tell you.
Texter says, never in a million years did I think I would hear Winona's Big Brown Beaver on KJR. Bob is sure fun when they can't fire him.
It's funny because we go, should we do that? Sure.
Let's do it.
Well, it was your idea, Texter. And by the way, listeners have so many great ideas for the show over the years that I think it's time to salute you, the listener. So many of the greatest is Twisted Tunes, even just great ideas. Like this morning, this heckler guy texted me and said, you know, Spike and Joe should throw out the first pitch. And I went, oh.
Oh, so that wasn't your, like, just being
I told
nice?
You it was a texter's idea.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
But what I
so
said is I won't do it unless Spike and Joe can come out with me.
That's awesome.
So I am nice.
Yeah, really nice.
But I got the idea from the meanest guy. And so I called him a heckler this morning. It's the first time I've ever acknowledged him.
Yeah.
And he texted me back, and he said, I'm not a heckler, you ass.
Well, fair enough.
So he has a sense of humor. And there are two. I ask you if I should do this. The two worst hecklers, and you guys probably, I mean, you read the show at bobrivers.com. By the way, if you're not a heckler, do something to counteract these guys. Write us a nice message. Everybody would enjoy hearing it. You can email us at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, show@bobrivers.com. Anyway, these two heckler dudes, it's funny. You just put them out of your mind. But, you know, I grew up with my dad heckling me. I grew up with, you know, always, I like criticism, and I criticize. So I always figure that any criticism is fair. And I think, actually, like, if you look at the president of the United States, who would want that job? Mm-mm. That's the most heckled man on the planet. By the way, who's the most tenured broadcaster on the planet? Jim in Black Diamond has the answer.
Yes, hello.
Yes, Jim.
Hi. Hi, Bob.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay. Well, I got the answer. It's Vin Scully.
Vin Scully is correct. Vin Scully has been on for
66 years.
Man. All right, Jim, I got a prize for you. Eric, what do you got?
All right, Jim, you have a pair of tickets to see Foreigner and Styx at King County's Merrymore Park this Friday, August 1st at 6:45.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Hey, I got to tell you, listeners, one other thing before we pursue this whole thing. We have so many prizes to give away between now and August 8th. Basically, we have the entire prize list for the month of August, plus we have all of the shows that are coming up. Mm-hmm. And we're making arrangements now. Our Christmas show is going to go on sale for summer because it makes sense. And in fact, the Heart by Heart Christmas show at Historic Everett Theater, that's on sale now. We'll be giving away tickets to everything. And, of course, we have lots of free shows we'll be telling you about. Anyway, to say thank you. So where was I?
Well, we were going to say talk Vin Scully. He just signed up, by the way, for another season. He's 80-some, I think 86.
He's doing them one season at a time.
He will be back next year in 2015 to continue broadcasting for the Dodgers.
Okay.
And before we get too far away from Primus, I want to say it's very kind of, what's that word, serendipitous or whatever,
yes,
that we would play that because this morning, for the first time in 19 years, we have new music from the original Primus lineup.
Really?
Yeah, they're putting out a new record in October.
A tribute to Carole King. Primus does Carole King
Tapestry.
Songs.
Tapestry.
Yeah. Joe's got a mountain beaver and a big old flea on his back.
It's a tribute to Willy Wonka. They're putting out Primus and the Chocolate Factory.
I knew it was a gag.
You know,
this is not a gag.
This is serious music.
Okay.
It's going to be great. And we've got
a big brown chocolate bunny.
Well, big brown. Everyone got a big brown bunny, and he licks it all the time.
They just put out a little teaser, but you know, Les Claypool, he's been out with the Frog Brigade for years now. He hasn't done any Primus in a long time.
Let's hear some Primus, but just a little bit.
Just out this morning.
Oh, I'm glad it's a real serious piece of music.
It is.
Headed straight for the top 40.
Traveling in the world of my creation, what we'll see, we'll define explanation.
I could just see them at the Grammys accepting Best Song next year.
I need it.
Can you?
It might happen.
I need it.
You like this stuff.
I need it. How crazy. They've lost their minds.
Yeah, don't underestimate Les. And they will be doing a tour for the first time in
forever. I'm going to go with underestimation, though. Bring me a side of underestimation.
Yeah, one of the greatest bass players to ever play. Les Claypool and Primus. They won't be coming. And it looks like L.A.'s as close as they're going to get here in November.
Okay. I am neither a heckler nor a fluffer. I'm a middle of the roader, and I love you guys. Thank you, Texter. Love you always. He needs the heckles because he's leaving us. Oh, yeah, I don't mind the hecklers. Anyway, so the idea I had was the two hecklers. These two guys, they write every day, and they listen for hours. Mm-hmm. And pretty much they love Joe because Joe's got a good heart and is sort of a get along wonderful guy with everybody.
Right.
And I'm the antagonist, and so they want to antagonize me back, and it's fine. And by the way, hecklers, every once in a while, you make a good point, and I actually, I don't respond usually. In fact, today was the first time I ever responded to this heckler. And I said, thank you. It was a really good idea to include Spike and Joe. And in fact, I wouldn't want to do it without them.
Uh-oh. You're going to make him
well, and then he said,
down.
I'm not a heckler, you dick. Yeah. Something like that. So it was fine. But I thought, would it be wrong to invite them in for a backstage pass and say hi to them? And
the people who hate you?
Yeah.
Heckler Day?
Heckler Day.
That could be like the third. Let's not make that the last
or
day.
Or would it be like too many people and they wouldn't be able to fit
we
them all in
the We do have a capacity issue.
We should pick one day of hate. Because we've got some love days coming up.
Well, actually, I don't need hate. I don't mean hate. But a good heckle is a roast.
Yeah.
And I'd like to say thank you to those guys because they've listened so long and for so many hours.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just give them some prizes of our huge prize stash.
We do have a great stash of prizes going. I like the idea of a roast, too. That's
By the way, the other heckler, as soon as I made the announcement, he was right on.
What about me, douchebag?
No, he said, what am I going to do? I said, I don't know. Can't you find someone else to annoy you?
Well, do you have a family member you can insult for 4 hours a day?
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind some roast jokes. You guys, feel free. And there's my heckler. I'm not a heckler, you ass. Oh, he wrote again. I love you. You'll be missed.
See? Whoa. That's what happens when you respond to
that
hecklers.
Comes in. Not!
That's amazing. As your number one heckler, now I've given him attention.
Yeah, really, dude. Don't you know how this works?
Yes, I would like to come in as a guest. I'm the guy who gave you the ass hat.
Oh, that was a great idea.
But then he says Seattle radio is officially dead. So it's a love-hate kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come in, my friend. What else do we have from the listeners? I want to thank you all for being my morning companions for so many years. I've worked alone on an early shift and feel like you are my coworkers. When the day's going bad, you make me laugh. You make me cry when the kids in the world need some help with world vision. You get me angry when I think you're wrong. You wow me when you got it dead right. You're all going to be missed. You filled a spot no one can compare to in the broadcast airwaves, the Pacific Northwest of the world. That's very nice. So all this aside, I want to know, says Jeff, who gets the bell?
Mm.
You get the bell, Jeff. And you get the bell. And you get the bell. I don't have cars to give away. You mean this?
I think he means who gets to take it home.
Oh, well, this is dear and dear to me. I hope you guys don't mind. You guys can throw out the first pitch all you want, but I'm going to take the bell.
There's going to come a time in your life, and probably not too distant future, where you'll need to summon people to bring you things.
Just like that guy in Breaking Bad.
It'd be
good to have a little bell to call your lovely wife.
Do you need to make a bowel movement?
Daddy, make boom boom! God!
You know what I hate about that?
What?
It's true.
You can keep your bell. Yeah.
I will actually think of that when I'm in the nursing home. And I will
I'll love you, buddy.
And that's what karma does to me for wrapping up those reading glasses for Keith. Okay. So one other thing to mention. And I would like your help on this audience, if you don't mind. It's come to my attention since Monday that lots of Seattle radio personalities have been saying nice things about this show and me sometimes. And I have said that we're all kind of friendly to each other in Seattle. Other cities, like the competitors act like they can't stand each other. And sometimes they really can't. sometimes they fight with each other. They get suspended for saying things about each other. There have even been lawsuits. But in Seattle, everybody's pretty nice to everybody else. And I've heard so far about a couple. Some are dear friends. BJ Shea is a very dear friend of mine. And he said some very nice things right away Monday. Yesterday, a Wolf listener sent me, I don't want you to play it. I teared up.
It was really good.
It was very good. I just want to talk about him and send the love back. Fitz in the Morning, who, by the way, has the highest selfie per minute Facebook page I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. He's always with the Country Stars and all the thing, and he's a super loving family guy.
He's just a great kid, one of
my Facebook friends. Yep. Fitz in the Morning on The Wolf did, I felt like it was a long tribute with sappy sentimental music, and he said really nice things. Forward it and pass it around. I don't want to make people listen to it on our show.
Sure.
But I want him to know that, like, I like, he like moved me. So thank you, Fitz. Also, Ron and Don over at Cairo are always wonderful, and I was sort of involved when they came to town. I really liked those guys. I thought they got the shaft the first time they were in town, and the station made a change, as stations often do. And just as they made the change, Ron and Don's ratings were exploding. And so I've seen this happen to so many radio guys, because management can't wait for them to catch on, and they get impatient and they fire them. And then the book comes out and they're number one. And that happened to Ron and Don. And then they were coming back to Seattle. And I was saying, you should really listen to these guys. And then the other guy is Dory Monson, who we tease sometimes. But Dory sat in a... He was doing a remote somewhere and sat with me like 15 years ago. And I said, Dory, I think I want to try and do a talk show and do a different kind of talk show. And he told me like what it was like to make the transition. And he said, you know, at first you'll be very, very nervous, and then 25 years later, you'll still be nervous because you're putting yourself out there. And he said, he just gave me all kinds of great advice, and we have stayed friends over the years. And he had me on the air with Maura Gallucci on the day of the announcement. So
really?
I want to thank the radio guys. And if I'm missing any because I don't know that they've said anything, and you texters could let us know, I want to make sure that I tell you that we have some great radio personalities here in the Pacific Northwest. Speaking of which, I have to thank the people at Clear Channel in our own building, because Bender is going to have me on, right? I'm scheduled to go on his show. Someone told me. Yeah.
You're going to love that. You'll get to talk about Lindsay Lohan's addiction problems, Justin Bieber's crime history. It's going to be great for you. The Kardashians have a phone app now.
I can take that stuff in small doses.
I love you, man.
Will there be lots of there'll be lots of those giant fleas over there?
Yeah, they'll be gentle with you.
I hope so. And then also, of course, Mitch Levy next door at the sports station. I'm sure he's saving all his love for probably the last few days.
As far as talk format goes, now Mitch, I think, gets the crown for the longest lasting.
And Kent and Alan are always very nice. I haven't heard anything from them yet.
Yeah, Kent and Alan have done it longer. They've been at the KPLZ or whatever they call it.
They got there like a week or two before us.
They've been there forever, but I'm thinking from a talk standpoint, they play music.
As far as a guy talking on the radio, Mitch, I think Mitch Levy is the longest running.
He's pushing like
19
years.
And by the way, when I was at Tulalip Resort Casino at the amphitheater last week with Spike and the Impalers a couple weeks ago, hanging out with Ken. I said, Ken and Anita both listened to our show, and Ken's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You're not going to be on the air. And I said, well, who is your second choice? Who do you listen to? And he said, oh, Mitch in the Morning, Sports 950. And
yeah.
I said, excellent. I'm so glad he's your second choice. I didn't say that.
With Seahawks season coming, that station will have Mike Holmgren on.
All of our listeners who love sports, and Mitch and I, actually, we tease each other because I always say, oh, I don't care about sports, and he taunts me as the guy who doesn't care. But truthfully, love and respect for two guys who've been doing it very long in the business. He's the greatest. And I do highly recommend that as long as neither Jody, Spike, or Joe are on, you spend some time with Mitch. If Jody, Spike, or Joe are on...
Screw him.
No. Keep him your second choice.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with Mitch?
That's what
that
second
wrong.
Choices are
yeah,
for.
Wrong.
And by
that's
the way,
weird, right?
Most of the time I was dating, I would have loved to have been a second choice. There's nothing wrong with being a second
Lovely
choice.
Lovely option.
Plan B, I'll be here if you need me. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, Coke and Pepsi, one of them's a second choice. It's still a huge company. Nothing wrong with being second. Right, Joe?
Yeah.
Or third.
Well, I would take third.
And I would take... still a king.
I would take being on, especially with these two. If we could do that, that would be wonderful.
All right. How's that going?
We're in limbo. I mean, we really can't, we won't know until August 8th what's going on around
August
here.
August 8th at 10 o'clock.
And
right?
Therefore, you know, you can't move on until you move on. So I guess we'll see after August 8th what the opportunities are.
I know what my opportunities are. We started pulling weeds last night.
You got a lot of that.
I got
in
a lot
future?
Of weeds.
A lot of creaky knee weed pulling.
I know.
Oh. I feel like I got a lot of weeds, too.
You have weed.
Yeah.
It's a different thing.
A lot.
By the way, I was thinking about that. So many listeners have said, it's so cool that Pedro and Luciana got their green card. Jody has her green card. Joe is eating green. Spike are eating green vegetables. There's this whole thing is very green.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
There's never, you know, never been a better time, I guess, for this to happen for all of us.
You didn't
eat
any green vegetables before, did you, Spike?
There's a horrible joke I always make, and I'm not going to do it on the air because they said we have 8 more days and I want to have them all.
Oh.
I was never a big guy on healthy food ever in my life, but I look at things differently now. Mm. I really do. I don't know what's going to happen either. They really honestly won't tell us what they've got planned. They've expressed, of course, appreciation.
Lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love. Lots
and
of
lots of keep you in the building
yeah,
phrases.
Yeah, there's lots of talk going around from all sides, and that's wonderful. I'm actually going to take some time for some mental health. I really am.
What do you mean mental health?
I'm going to take...
What is that?
I've spoke with my therapists and...
You have a therapist now?
Yeah, Dr. Harley Davidson. my good friends at the Emerald City Center for Mental Wellness and Soul Rejuvenation and I are going to get together and... I'm going to do a little riding. I'm seriously going to do some riding.
Right, seriously.
Yeah.
When is, what's that big motorcycle club thing?
Sturgis.
When is that? Isn't that coming up?
Yeah, if I can have off next Thursday and Friday, I could go.
Oh, damn.
I know, you dog. So waiting it in there. No, I'm serious. I'm gonna do some stuff. We're going to get together. Emerald City's been, in fact, the guys up at Emerald City Harley, when you made your announcement, they literally called the station and asked if they could be how could they be a part of us getting to say goodbye to the city. And we're going to do... Roadhouse. They got a roadhouse at their dealership for live music and food and drink. And we're going to try to put together some listener appreciation parties there. We're going to do some riding with our guys in the audience who ride. Just great people, man. You've really laid a trail for the rest of us. That this is an amazing moment for everybody in this room and in this building. And I'm jazzed. But a little melancholy, right? Really.
Yeah. Fitz should have loaned you his music, but thank
Fitz
you.
Fitz bite me.
A lot of people wanted you to play that, by the way.
Yeah. I can't. I couldn't.
Right.
I tell you what, I heard it, and because it was so nice, I couldn't turn it off. But it was difficult for me because he played a portion of my goodbye announcement.
Really?
And you know, it's funny. People came up to me and said, your voice was cracking. You were all, and I was like, you know. Whatever. And then when he played it, I was like, wow, I sound like broken up. And I guess I was, but it was surreal making that announcement. So
a
I don't even
body.
Remember.
Yeah, a lot
it
of
was
body
very,
like, yeah.
It was more like, yes, kind of, but it was, the way I describe it to people is like when you jump out of an airplane, there is a moment where you go, got the chute?
What?
Who packed the chute?
Yeah, buddy.
Because it was taking a big leak, because it was so hard. I think I told the Seattle Times gal, Nicole, that...
Nicole Broder?
Nicole Broder, who did a very nice story. I said that, you know, it's... no matter how sure you are, it's very, very sad because up until that moment, it's a pivot, up until that moment, every single minute on the air has been about staying. And has been about getting ratings and has been about making an audience happy. And so when the moment you say it's no longer about that, you can't take it back. You know what I mean? It's a flipping of a switch. And
stepped out of the plane.
This is why, like Gene Anderson goes, this is my last broadcast. I have 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
She gave us like 3 days notice.
Oh, they get three? Yeah, and even that's hard. Yeah. But a lot of people, you know, in the past, we never did say goodbye. And I didn't realize what a blessing that was. once I got over it, you know, we're having fun, I think.
We're having fun.
Some of this is funny. You're hilarious, Jody.
Oh, thanks.
I know.
It'd be a shame for that to go away, wouldn't it?
What about me?
No, that's not what
you're very hilarious.
That's not what I was thinking at all.
And I'm funny too, right, Daddy?
That's not what I was saying at all.
Oh, okay.
Would have been funny if you were.
Kind Joe?
All I know is I talked to one of my oldest and best friends last night, one of my oldest and best fishing buddies, and he happened to tell me he has the whole month of September off. He's been doing the same job just like I've been doing for over 25 years, and he said,
and
to
he's
heck
not
with it.
Fish?
He's taking a month off from work to fish.
Oh.
So if nothing else is in my future, if I am not broadcasting in September, I might just go on like a two-week fishing wherever, you know, Montana, South Dakota, wherever I want to go.
BC or Alaska.
Yeah, I haven't cleared that with the wife yet. But
yeah.
Listener texter, get on with it. Hey, hate long goodbyes. You're right, texter. I do too. Okay, these are
seven and a half days to go, by the
way. I know. coming up, would it be a good idea or a bad idea if we make contact with aliens? Text us your answer to that question. This is a serious question. I've often wondered, will our lifetimes be when humans make contact with aliens? And by aliens, I don't mean Pedro and Luciana before they got all their paperwork together. You know, like real spaceship
stuff.
Oh, I hear
you. Yeah.
War of the Worlds, or will it be, you know, the Romulans come and make a treaty with us? I don't know what it'll be. In your estimation, would that be a good thing or bad and dangerous? Then there's a great list, which Joe had the other day. I hope all the other media hasn't burned this list, because it's a fascinating list.
Oh, I love this one. The sounds that you'll never hear again. Is that the one? Yeah.
There are 9 sounds that you will probably never hear again if you're the younger generation. And I'm going to tell you one of them. And we have so many prizes to give away that if you guess more of them on the text, the first people to guess someone will give you prizes. We're not going to put you all on the air, but we have a bunch of prizes. So here is one of them. There's 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Should we play the sound and see if they can guess what it is? Or if you're going to give away prizes?
Does Pedro have it ready? Do you have any of them ready, Pedro?
He has them all ready.
Yeah. So this is the first sound you will never hear again.
You'll never hear this again.
Win a contest.
Okay.
That was your voice.
Oh, win a contest. My voice.
Bob River Show.
A sound you will never hear again.
That was a joke.
I do hope that somebody will let me visit on their show, Spike and Joe, sometime.
Sure, buddy. Whatever you need, man.
And maybe I could play with the Impalers.
I can get you to see Kenny Rogers someday.
Yeah, that's what I hope. All right. Here's one. I'll give you one. A fax machine. Okay. And these are sounds like that. If you can guess one of the remaining 8 sounds you'll never hear again, we have something for you.
This is the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Another very warm day across western Washington with more sunshine and high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Sunny skies and very warm temperatures will stick with us through Seafair weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Attention, fight fans. Don't miss a second of live MMA action in the Tulalip Amphitheater August 22nd. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster or on site at the box office. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Folks, about 4 months ago, Downtown Joe and I and Bob went into 30-10 Weight Loss for Life and started on this little trick of changing our lives and losing a bunch of weight. And the folks at 3010 in the Bellevue office where we go are amazing people. Many of them who work there are success stories from 3010 Weight Loss for Life. I was in yesterday, got my food for the week, got my weigh-in for the week, lost more weight, lost more body fat, lost more visceral fat, dropped my metabolic age again week after week after week after week. Listen to a tape of positive reinforcement to put me on the right track to look at food differently for the rest of my life. Give them a call at 855-843-3010 or check out their website, 3010weightlossforlife.com. It's a great experience, and it literally is for life. They'll put you on a plan to keep you healthy and live longer for the rest of your life. 3010weightlossforlife.com.
See concerts, save animals. BECU Zoo Tunes, presented by Carter Subaru, returns to Woodland Park Zoo for another year of great music. Featuring Taj Mahal Trio and John Hyatt on August 6th. Robert Cray and Chemekia Copeland on August 10th. Visit zoo.org/zootunes. Sponsored by BECU, Carter Subaru, The Seattle Times, and 95.7 KJR.
At Lexus, we earn our gold standard by taking our eyes off the road and focusing on drivers inside our state-of-the-art driving simulator. Discover our gold standard at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event, now through September 2nd. Lease the all-wheel drive 2015 RX350 for $409 a month for 24 months with $34.99 due at signing. See your Lexus dealer.
Call 1-800-USA-LEXUS for important lease offer and pricing details. Not all customers will qualify. Offer valid in the Lexus Western areas only.
Honey, you know what's more annoying than a husband who locks the keys in the car in a busy mall parking lot?
What, dear?
Nothing.
No need to worry, for I can summon a superhero!
You off your meds again, dear?
A hero with extraordinary powers to defeat automotive mayhem!
Oh, brother.
Prepare to be rescued by...
The AAA guy? Who's his super sidekick? A set of jumper cables?
Hello, folks. I'll have your keys out of there in a snap. Huh.
I guess that is pretty super.
See? And I signed us up, so I'm a little super too, right?
Don't push your luck. Thanks, AAA guy.
Don't wait until you need to be rescued. Join AAA today and enjoy all the super benefits of membership, including up to 200 miles of towing. Call 800-JOIN-AAA or visit AAA.com and save $10 off a new membership. AAA, there's only one.
Pop quiz. When was the last time you thought about your bed? Better yet, when was the last time your bed thought about you? Answer, never. Till now. Introducing the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number Bed. Now with Sleep IQ technology.
Ta-da!
Working with the dual air chambers, the Sleep Number Bed lets you and your partner find your ideal firmness, comfort, and support on both sides, your Sleep Number setting. Sleep IQ technology tracks the quality of your sleep. It knows if you're restless, if you get up in the night. And in the morning, it tells you all about it. Now you have the info you need to sleep better. Try a new bedtime. Adjust your Sleep Number setting. Nix the late night TV. You'll know what works because Sleep IQ tells you. So smart, it's like sleeping with Einstein without all the awkwardness.
Gute Nacht.
Oh, hey.
The Sleep Number bed now with Sleep IQ technology starting at just $999.98 because everyone deserves to know better sleep. Only at a Sleep Number store. Find us at one of our six stores in the Puget Sound area. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
It's heating up. Time to install that air conditioner you've been talking about. Locally owned for over 25 years, Universal Refrigeration, Heating, and Air Conditioning are your cool-down experts. Visit their mobile website right now at northwestcool.com.
America, you gave Lay's your favorite flavor ideas, and we turned four into chips. Lay's Cheddar Bacon Mac and Cheese.
Mmm.
The sweet heat of Lay's Wavy Mango Salsa.
Mmm.
Frothy, foamalicious Lay's Cappuccino.
Mmm.
And the kick of Lay's kettle-cooked wasabi ginger.
Mmm.
Try all four. Vote to save your fave at dousaflavor.com. Voting ends 10-19-14. Find official rules at dousaflavor.com.
We are delighted to be bringing professional women's sports back.
The Seattle Storm Select, Sue Bird.
Seattle, you have a champion once again!
Lauren Jackson, MVP of the WNBA Finals.
Pick and roll of Crystal Tate. Step through, move it, a beauty. Kisses it.
July 31st is Thirsty Thursday at Key Arena. Join us for happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30 before the Storm takes on the Indiana Fever. Live music, $3 Manny's and Coors Lights. Tickets are only $15 on stormbasketball.com.
The Emerald Queen Casino. Welcome Saturday, August 16th. America's top stand-up comedian. There's only one Sinbad.
And back then, candy was candy. Wasn't no gum in the middle of a jawbreaker. It was a rock with some candy around it.
Tickets for Sinbad now at Ticketmaster or the Emerald Queen Casino.
Once you have kids, they make you lose your mind.
A night of big laughs. Spend it with Sinbad. Saturday, August 16th. Exclusively at the Emerald Queen Casino. The entertainment capital of the Northwest.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we've still got really slow driving out there. Southbound 405 backed up from Linwood down to 520. Northbound 405 through the Renton S curve, stop and go. Northbound I-5, really crowded from Boeing Access Road up to the Convention Center. And I-5 southbound, also busy pretty much from Linwood all the way into Shoreline.
Sound Transit and your voice of reason think you're becoming a little too attached to your car. Wake up and disengage, my dears, is what she would say. Visit soundtransit.org for details.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Eric's been talking to listeners. Wow. It turns out when you think of sounds we'll never hear again, there's lots of sounds we'll never hear again. Some of them are still on the Flintstones. A bird whistle at the end of a shift.
Oh, yeah.
A bird blender.
It's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask.
Some of the future sounds are on the Jetsons. Now, from our list, Eric drew the first three texters that had good answers and gave them some prizes. What did you give?
I did. I gave 9394 a pair of tickets to see Foreigner and Styx at King County's Marymore Park this Friday, August 1st at 6:45. I gave 0676 a pair of tickets to see Josh Ritter at the BECU Zoo Tunes tonight at the Woodland Park Zoo, July 30th at 6 p.m. And I gave 6705 a pair of tickets to the Seattle Storm Dad and Daughter's Night tomorrow night, Thursday, July 31st, with Spike and Joe.
Wow. Awesome. All right, here are some of the sounds. Now, is that's two sounds. That's a dial-up modem, but it's also the sound a fax machine makes, right?
Nope, that's a dial-up.
That's just the dial-up modem.
Dial-up,
okay.
Yeah.
Because my fax machine, I guess it's dialing up, and it does that.
Pretty similar.
What is the fax machine sound that you won't hear? Okay, wait a minute.
It's totally different.
Clearly different.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to miss either one of those sounds, let me tell you right now.
Mandarin and Yugoslavia, completely different.
Okay.
If you're in real estate, you'll still hear that fax machine sound once in a while. Still use fax in real estate for some reason.
Next up, you will probably never hear a pager again. All right, that's it.
Brings back memories.
Since almost none of us get our TV over the air... And when we do, it's digital. TV static no longer exists.
Hey.
That used to be what would wake you up if you fell asleep in front of the TV.
Star Spangled Banner would play.
They would sign off and go to white noise.
All right. Next up. This still exists. It's going away. A busy signal. Why did they say the busy signal is going away?
I can't remember the last time I heard one. If you call me and I'm on my phone, it's going to forward you to my Comcast voicemail for my particular phone. If you call my cell phone, it's going to send you right to
the voicemail. Oh, you know, you're right.
When's the last time you heard a busy signal?
Actually, when you try to call a number that is being just exploded with input...
Sometimes you'll get your circuits busy.
Yeah. Busy.
I've heard it, but you're right. I didn't realize it was going away.
Yeah, you will get somebody being unavailable, but you never just get, I can't even leave a message.
This next one is unexpected. This is the sound of a truck backfiring. Why didn't you hear that anymore?
These days with the electronic starts on cars, it's not a manual analog kind of thing. You can punch a button. You don't even need a key. And most any cars made in the last couple of 3 years, it's just, you know, fires right up.
All right. Here's another one, boy. I bought some honey from Norm at Bees in the Burbs, and they take your credit card and they swipe it through your phone.
Right.
What you will no longer hear anywhere is the sound of a mechanical cash register. Did you ever hear that?
Yes, of course.
Oh.
We forget.
Yeah. 38.
All right, Josh probably hasn't heard it.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
Old push-button cash register?
And here's one I'm sure that Jody didn't hear. The old steam engine whistle. Unless it was on that ride at Silverdale.
Disney or Disneyland. Yeah.
Never been on a steam engine.
Well, the Snoqualmie Railroad days. If you're really lucky, you might get a hero steam engine.
That's right. All right. Here's some great viral video. This is funny. Two of them, actually. One is a girl on video. This gal in Northern Ireland is asking her sister, if you're driving 80 miles an hour, how long would it take you to go 80 miles? No hints. If you're driving 80 miles an hour, how long would it take you to go 80 miles? Listen in.
Laurel, if I'm traveling from here to a location that's 80 miles away and I leave here at 2 o'clock, but I'm driving at 80 miles per hour, what time will I reach my destination at? Why is it taking you forever to think of the answer?
Usually takes like a minute,
a mile. Laurel, 80
miles an hour. She's going
to
80 miles an hour, and if 80 miles, she'll be there at 3 o'clock until
left
your town.
Only takes an hour.
I don't know, because
it takes. Everything's funnier when you put an accent on it.
Oh, the Irish are the greatest.
She's a moron. That's, by the way, her mother and her sister. What?
Which is 20 past three.
I'm going to bite her.
What?
Yes.
How is it taking an hour, though?
She's driving 80 miles per hour.
She's traveling 80 miles.
She's not going to justice. She's going to 80 miles away.
At 80 miles an hour?
Yes, 80 miles an hour. It takes her hour to get there.
Oh, an Irish
I love
mother.
This family, by the way.
Like an Irish mother.
The therapy is working very well. Yes. What confused her is the 2 o'clock, what time do you arrive? And by the way, I have some empathy for this gal because it's a complex question. It's set up as if you're going 80 miles an hour, how long does it take to go an hour? Most people would get that. But if you say if you're going 80 miles an hour and you leave at 2 o'clock, that's the diversion tactic. I'm leaving at 2 o'clock. Then you say, what time do you get there? I don't know. I'm leaving at 2 o'clock.
And the other diversion is the little girl is probably trying to go, let's see, kilometers, what is a mile? I mean, she's in Ireland.
Oh, she's in Ireland.
They don't even use miles per hour in Ireland, so.
They don't. They use kilometers. But that's not a hard question. I think
it's a very hard question.
What's distracting her is the five shots of Bushmills she had with breakfast.
Also, we don't know from the video, is the little girl three? How old is she?
No, she's driving. She's at least 16.
Yeah, she's over 16.
16? Well, Yeah, I mean, I tell you what, with a mother like that, I can't answer a simple question either.
Leave now. Go now. Don't talk anymore.
Mother's abusive. Another question, is she a beauty pageant contestant? If not, she should.
I'm not going to be a
stereotype. Northern Ireland. Are you serious?
All right, here's the next viral video. You can Pedro forwards these. You can find it on our Facebook. A five-year-old, trending very heavily on YouTube. Her parents started recording after she found it out.
Hi, Joe.
After she found out that her baby brother won't stay a baby. In other words, they're having one of these really heartwarming
discussions. Have you
seen this
video?
I haven't seen it yet.
This is adorable. This little girl's crying, and her baby brother is just sitting there smiling at her, being a cute little baby.
And she's devastated by the fact that he won't stay a baby. Also, the mother also, for some reason, decides to, hey, this is going well on YouTube. I think I'll explain what death is to her. So these are heavy life lessons. Listen it.
I don't want to grow up.
Do you want to stay a little forever?
Yeah, he's so cute.
Because he's so cute and it makes you cry.
All right. Is that child abuse? A or B? Yes or no?
It's not child abuse. You know, it sometimes kids do really cute things and it occurs to you after like the second or third time they do it, maybe I should video this for, you know, for the future.
May I bring something up?
Yeah.
That you may not have thought of?
Yeah.
This kid will someday be applying for a job. She won't stay a kid forever.
Yeah.
But on YouTube, she will be forever a crying five-year-old.
But it's adorable. It's very sweet because she loves her little brother. And if you couldn't understand what she was saying because she was crying so hard.
So it'll still play well when she's, when I'm considering her to be my brain surgeon when she's 35.
Yes.
I will want to see that video. And that's the person I want to operate
on. She won't still be crying and upset. She'll be fine.
Well, just wondering.
You're the girl from the You Won't Be Five Forever video. Okay, great. Super.
Oh, I want her. Yeah. She's cool.
Well, the kid may someday need to go to college. And these kind of videos these days, I believe, are bringing in some pretty big money. This is kid's college fund.
Are they making enough money from YouTube? Do they get any money from YouTube?
There are people, and Pedro knows a lot more about this than me, but there are people that are making hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars.
Not by accident. You have to have a deal with YouTube. Well, the average person doesn't get anything for their videos,
actually,
right?
Actually, there are companies now that immediately when they see one viral video, they contact you and you get a license right away.
Do you work for Sesame Street now?
Yes, I do.
I shouldn't have had him talk, but you can make a lot of money.
Oh, so someone will contact them, license it, and give them a tiny piece of the profits.
You make $100 every time you put the video somewhere. $100. That's what they charge you now. Mm.
Well, that's not their college
fund.
Well,
how many people will see this video, you think?
Every time they post it on a different site, it's $100,
right? Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to pay for college, but you take...
We're going to make you rich here, see? Rich.
Tell your baby brother's going to die tomorrow and see if she cries. Pay for crying for me.
You put $2,000 away when a kid's five. You've got a nice little piece. You're paying for a year.
Do we have the girl being explained what death is by her abusive mother?
That was the clip, actually, the entire clip.
I don't want to die when I'm 100, you know? Mm. That was part of it, yeah.
It's weird. I don't tape Josh doing cute stuff. I've never posted one video of him on the web. And even, like, a year ago, Pedro was like, hey, why don't we share some videos of Josh? And I was like, if you ever put a video of my son on the Facebook page, you will rue the day. Because it's not my thing, but I understand what
you understand it, and they're cute. If you're cute, you like them.
Yeah, it's just weird. What's weird, though?
But your son is one of the most photographed kids I've ever seen. I see pictures all the time. Why? What's the difference in a still and a video?
It's not as intimate, I don't think.
So it's okay to have a picture.
Yeah.
How about if we take a video of David when you explain to him how much college will cost? We'll get him crying. We'll get him crying, you know, and it'd be great.
That's a cute
video. I don't want him to grow up.
By the way, texters are all chiming in regarding Pedro. Pedro sounds like the Godfather now. Please don't let Pedro speak anymore. He's scaring my cats out of the living room. Oh my God, Pedro sounds so creepy. What's wrong with him? I like Pedro better this way.
We
have four different texts about Pedro.
All right.
$100 every time I put a video on YouTube. It's kind of crazy.
Would it be good for us to make contact with aliens? A surprising new poll says the majority of Americans believe there's intelligent life out there. I do. Do you?
Without question.
Of course.
I have a question.
I hope there is.
Eric, do you?
I'm not so sure. Because if they are intelligent enough to be able to travel across light years to get to us, I'd have to wonder what their motivations are for contacting us.
So you're not so sure it would be a good idea. 50% of people say they believe there are aliens out there. It's really 50-50. 31% say they aren't sure. So you add that, that's 81% total. Only 1 in 5 people say there is for sure no intelligent life. So you're in the aren't sure. 37% is the number who think it's a good idea to make contact. Most of the people who say it's a bad idea to make contact say it will be dangerous. We could be food. we could be in the way.
First impressions will be very important. And we make
knock,
contact.
Knock.
Who's there?
What's that? And we've been sending out messages, right? I mean, remember the movie, was it Contact with Jodie Foster?
Yes.
Where our radio signals that inadvertently beam from this planet are what reach,
we're sending
if there's
them,
anything else
we're sending
out
them a message right,
right
now.
Right.
I mean, this is all going out there, and we'll keep going to infinity.
You don't think they're studying Masters of Sex?
Which is so good this season.
It's a really great I'm only on episode 2 tonight, but makes me feel creepy about our species, like in all the things we've gone through.
Yeah.
All of the prejudices and all of the hurt people who had like you could never talk about sex in that era, and we still are pretty prudish today. Boy, the way people used to feel if they had homosexual tendencies or any other issues.
And in the third episode, the most recent one, they tackle yet another very controversial episode.
Which is that?
I'm not going to tell you so you can enjoy
it. You
want to
be totally
yourself,
surprised.
But, back like in the 50s and 60s, we could never dream of having as much open dialogue about personal and intimate details of our lives as we do now.
I got to tell them what happened in the second episode. Can I ruin it or no?
Go ahead.
Never mind.
When did it end?
Well, but I mean, what's interesting is when I first saw the title of that show, I thought, well, I'm just not going to watch some, you know, it's the title sounded too cheap. The title sounded too much like it was.
Come look at boobs.
Yeah, I don't. There's a lot of boob shows like, you know, Cat House and things like that where they're kind of stupid shows and I don't watch them just because they're taunting me with some sexuality in the title. And I didn't know what this was. And then I read it was about Masters and Johnson. And I actually hoped that it would deal with, like the way Mad Men does, that it would deal with our society and its changing morals as we go through history. And that's exactly what it does.
Time capsule of the 60s, essentially, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
And the fact that there are incredibly beautiful naked people, I just put up with that.
Part of it's essential to the plot.
Yeah,
I mean, price you
will pay. Huh?
In fact, there's never been like you know an actress will say, "Well, I will only do nudity if it's central to the storyline."
Well, Michael Sheen's not Brad Pitt. I thought that casting him was great. He's a very average-looking guy.
He is, but he's been working out.
Yeah,
he's better in the second season.
Yes, he does.
He was really frumpy in the first season. He went home and watched it and said, oh, my God, get me a trainer.
You know, two things about him that you might find interesting. He's British in real life. That's number one.
Right.
So he's losing that accent. And he's also dating Sarah Silverman.
Come on.
I actually
did read that. Yeah. How weird.
She's on the show this year, right?
I can't wait.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is she not on yet?
No, not yet.
She's got an arc coming.
She's fascinating. I always liked her. A little too quirky for Spike initially with her show.
Have
you come around?
I have. I'm not a fan of her humor. I'm really not. But wait a minute. Let me finish.
I am letting you finish.
She's brilliant.
I just made a face.
She's brilliant. Much like I don't appreciate rap, but I appreciate the talent that it takes to do it. And I'm not a fan of her vein of humor. I think it's a little too shocky for me.
And it is. Her humor is of the shock you and make you try to figure out what she means by it.
Right. And it shouldn't be funny just because a girl's saying it. That to me, that's always been kind of a weird double standard. I mean, a funny's funny's funny, whether it's a guy or a girl.
I totally disagree.
Just because she's saying it.
I mean, we saw that yesterday with Whoopi Goldberg could say something that a guy said, and it had an entirely different meaning. When a guy said it, it meant it's the girl's fault. And when a girl said it, it was like, yeah, here's good advice for you women. Take care of yourselves. But guys don't want to jump into that conversation because it means something different when they say it.
Yeah, but does that still apply to funny?
It does. I think it applies to everything. That context changes the meaning of everything.
True.
And that's one of the tough things about our soundbite society is the only way to get a context on something is to spend some time with it. That said, you know, everybody has only a limited amount of time to pick their favorite comics, music, bands, actors, actresses, and, you know, everybody should pick what they like.
By the way, a little update on what you were talking about regarding Whoopi Goldberg. She took to The View to defend...
herself defending.
She was defending ESPN commentator Stephen Smith, who made.
Was she actually defending him, or did she? Because what I heard it, she was not defending him as much as saying he was only trying to. I guess that's defending him. He was only trying to say that women shouldn't expect to be able to behave as badly as a guy and not get hit back because they can't expect that.
She was defending his comments that he made, whether they're friends or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he, Stephen Smith, has now been handed a 1-week suspension.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were calling for his ousting. He won't be ousted, but because of that jawbreaker, he will get a 1-week suspension.
So the 9 sounds you will hear again in a week, he's one of them.
Yeah.
8:56. What can't you live without coming up? This is technology you can't live without. Of course, the internet. Of course, broadband cable. Or broadband internet, whatever it is, the internet. Email, of course. Add more to that list. We'll tell you what's in the top 10 when we come back. It's a British list, so there's no dentistry on it.
No.
All right.
You can live without that.
Okay. Also coming up, in a poll just released, more than 60% of Americans say they avoid putting this stuff in their bodies these days. What is it that lots of us no longer put in our bodies?
Used to do it without much thought, but nowadays...
Put it in our body.
Yeah.
Do we want to narrow it down to how it goes in?
Into the mouth.
Why is everyone looking at me?
All right!
This is The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, we still have a really tough drive right now. Northbound 405 through the Renton S curves, northbound on the Valley Freeway approaching 405. Incident at 180th has been cleared. And it looks like we are still also working with a slow drive from Everett to Seattle right now. That's going to take you about an hour and 5 minutes.
Summer is here. Time to take action to avoid potential problems with your plumbing, sewer, and drain systems. For trusted, licensed plumbers and guaranteed work, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call.
At iHeartRadio, we believe in making your life easier by giving you the music that you want 24/7 with just a touch of a screen or a click of a mouse. With thousands of stations, we'll provide the soundtrack for all aspects of your day or whatever mood you're trying to set with our Perfect Four feature. Take control and create your own custom station with our library of 18 million songs from over 400,000 artists. Easy, convenient, free. That's iHeartRadio. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Hey, Bob Rivers here. After August 8th, a few things will change for me. Things will slow down a little bit. I'll have some time to be with my new grandchild. And I'll have to be able to take care of my garden. But there's a couple of things that won't change at all. And one of them will be my visits to Toyota of Puyallup, where Lisa and I have been purchasing our vehicles since the early 90s and will always continue to do business. Toyota of Puyallup is that stellar five-star dealership, that awarded dealership that you should visit also. And once you do, you will be hooked. At Toyota of Puyallup, there are always great deals and a huge selection. 500 new vehicles fit on their incredible 8-acre lot. Right now, they have a 0% finance for 60 months on Camrys, 2014 gas and hybrid models. It expires August 4th, credit through TFS. Check them out, toyotaofpuyallup.com. Look it over, stop in, say hi.
Another very warm day across western Washington with more sunshine and high temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Sunny skies and very warm temperatures will stick with us through Seafair weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Jack in the Box. Satisfy your late-night cravings with Jack's new Jalapeno Munchie Meal. It's a burger loaded with stuffed and sliced jalapenos, melting cheese and taco sauce, and is served with two tacos, halvesies, and a 20-ounce drink. Available after 9 p.m. at participating restaurants.
I was at work. My wife called. She had noticed some lesions on both hands of our two-week-old baby. We were afraid, and so we took her immediately to her pediatrician in Seattle. The pediatrician thought that she may have meningitis, which is a life-threatening disease at that age. She needed immediate hospitalization. And at that point, she asked which hospital we would like to go to. And my wife and I requested that she be transferred to Providence in Everett. One of the reasons we chose Providence is because all of the pediatric doctors at the hospital are actually part of Seattle Children's Hospital. So you're getting expert care, and you're getting it without having to travel to Seattle. After 2 nights' stay, we learned that she didn't have meningitis, and thankfully, she was able to go home. In hindsight, I know we made the right decision, and I can say that as a dad and also because of what I do for a living.
I'm Dr. Tony Crawford. I'm an ER physician, and I prescribe Providence.
Learn about more doctors who took their own medicine at rxprovidence.org.
Sarah! Sarah, open up!
What?
Coit's having a sale 40% off.
No way!
Not 20, not 30.
40% off?
Yeah, any service. I'll go next door. Okay. You go in the other direction.
Yeah, got it.
Coit's having a huge sale, everybody. 40% off every cleaning service. Carpets, upholstery, area rugs, draperies, tile and grout, natural stone, air ducts.
What are you yelling about?
Coit's having a 40% off sale.
40%?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you go tell Phil. I'll tell everybody across the street.
Okay.
Mrs. Martin.
Phil! Phil! Coit's having a sale. 40% off every cleaning service.
What are you yelling for?
Coit!
Yeah, I heard you. 40% off.
Any service.
Any service. Why didn't you just call?
I gotta sit down.
Right now, call 1-800-4-COIT and get 40% off carpet, upholstery, area rug, drapery, tile and grout, natural stone, and air duct cleaning. But COIT's 40% off sale ends soon, so call 1-800-FORCOIT or go to COIT.com.
People you trust, trust COIT.
Discounts do not apply to service charges.
There's a reason we all call Seattle home. It's amazing here. And Alaska Airlines is proud to do things the Seattle way. From offering friendly service, to serving local artisan foods and spirits, to flying the most nonstops out of Seattle, more than any other airline. In fact, Alaska offers nonstops from Seattle every day to more than 70 places across the country, making it easy to go on all kinds of adventures and get back home to Seattle. Thanks for flying Alaska Airlines.
When we're alone in our cars, we take on many different personalities. Sometimes we're a wandering wife.
Really, Jim? What could possibly be taking so long? You went into the store for eggs. Just eggs. I bet those eggs have hatched, grown up to become young adult chickens, and literally laid eggs of their own. The eggs have laid eggs, Jim.
Whoever you are in your car, you'll feel safer this summer after a trip into Les Schwab. From free pre-trip safety checks to free brake checks, the best tire value promise has you covered. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mac's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mac's for endless hot out of the oven yeast rolls and endless peanuts. Plus the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more. Incredible cocktails and local brews, too. Pick your own steak out of our butcher case. Real down-home Roadhouse hospitality. Lunch, dinner, Jimmy Mac's Roadhouse. Renton Federal Way and now in South Everett.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. Save up to 40% on sinks, faucets, toilets, cabinetry, lighting, and more in stock or special order. Now's the time for that home improvement or repair. August 4th through 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Ballard.
There's a place where cool, clean water runs through 60,000 miles of forested streams, where fish and wildlife flourish in healthy habitat, and where scientific forest practices produce the most responsible building material on Earth, climate-friendly Northwest wood. The place is Washington's Working Forests, where the green economy of the 21st century is growing strong. Working forests work for all of us. Learn more at workingforestsareworking.org.
Deep Purple is coming to Seattle's closest casino. Snoqualmie Casino's Summer Concert Series welcomes 1975's loudest band, Deep Purple, on Sunday, August 10th. Witness the beginning of hard rock at the Mountain View Plaza, just minutes from Seattle. Crescent Club members have early access to tickets and discounts. Become a member and take your above it all to the next level. Visit snowcasino.com for tickets. Snoqualmie Casino, above it all.
Thank you to Ted Brown Music, official music store of the Carter Subaru Live Theater at 95.7 KJR FM.
This report is brought to you by Jack in the Box.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, quite a mess out there still. Northbound 405 near 30th, accident on the shoulder. Just kind of adding to the really heavy traffic. Northbound 405 through the S-curves, the Valley Freeway stop and go after 222nd all the way up to 405. I-5 northbound also a slow drive from the middle of Boeing Field to the Convention Center. And it looks like ever to Seattle still a 1 hour drive.
Satisfy your late-night cravings with Jack's new Jalapeno Munchie Meal. It's a burger loaded with stuffed and sliced jalapenos, melting cheese and taco sauce, and is served with two tacos, halvesies, and a 20-ounce drink. Available after 9 p.m. at participating restaurants.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
Beyoncé and Jay-Z are performing tonight at Safeco Field. I wonder if the new KJR that they're teasing will play Beyoncé and Jay-Z.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Or will it be all Primus? Maybe they could call the station the Big Brown Beaver.
All Primus all day long.
Yeah. I'd listen.
That would work.
I would listen.
Oh, man, are you kidding? Instant audience. Or maybe it'll be some of the other things people have been suggesting. I think a great station name is Squatch.
I love K-Squatch.
K-Squatch. You could give away timepieces, K-Squatches. That's a sound you'll never hear again.
Nope.
Top technologies we can't live without. Also, who is this on the phone, Eric?
Oh, on line one is our last word winner, Kelly from Arlington. He dropped, now he called back.
Oh, Kelly, you're welcome back. What was the last word? I mean, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I am really going to miss you guys and all the great prizes I've won with my horrible sentences over the years. That's the last time I won. I was on my way into the dentist's office, and I had about $5,000 worth of work done, so I will no longer be eating any jawbreakers.
No, they're bad for your teeth.
Very nicely done.
Got a pair of tickets to see Zoo Tunes featured concert Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue Galactic on Sunday, August 17th at 6 p.m.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, Kelly. I appreciate your loyalty, and thanks for listening. Okay. Top technologies we can't live without. Of course, the internet is going to be on there. The washing machine. It's considered a technology. Now, it's funny because my wife, one of the things we're like, you know, do we need anything that we should get now?
Well, you can use your radio clout to get a deal.
Oh, no, not well, before the paycheck stops
coming.
Oh,
before you run out of money. I use my radio clout. I went and bought a bed. I mean, for my daughter, it's like, well,
good
I
for
still
you.
Can.
You guys jumped up like a seal with the last fish at SeaWorld. No, that's not what I meant.
Are you guys?
No, but anyways, I was like, well, do you need anything, honey? And she wants a washing machine. Washer dryer, but she, you know what? She's got a weird way of looking at it. She doesn't like the gizmos on the washing machines. She wants, we talked about the Speed Queen, I guess, is an older style washing machine.
Yeah.
She says, get all that crap off. It's all space age crap features I don't need.
Why don't you get her a bucket and a washboard?
Well, I thought about it.
Yeah, seriously.
It is more stuff to break. The more technology you put on something, the more that can go wrong.
But these days, the washing machine is a huge amount of technology. By the way, I went and I looked for ads for those Speed Queen washers, which apparently is one of the, you know. Now I feel like I'm actually asking for one on the air. I'm not. Joe, you're so insidious with your...
Can we get a Speed Queen in the studio?
Yeah. First guy with a Speed Queen gets tickets.
By the way, we've had Speed Queens on the show before.
I see a Speed Queen right outside the window. She hangs outside the Baskin Robbins.
We mentioned the perks of radio, and one of the things you've done, ads for appliance companies for years. And part of that is you get an employee discount sometimes.
So hang on a second. So I was just going to tell you what bothered me about the advertising.
Yes.
So you go on and you read reviews, and the Speed Queens, you know who buys them? Rich people who have servants who do their laundry. Because, you know, Spike, there's a language barrier. And plus, I don't have to explain to Consuela how to set up the washing machine.
This is on, this is off.
Yeah.
So they want a simple one for that
they
reason.
They want it simple so their help can get it. And I thought, that's stuck up.
That's in the reviews?
Yeah. It's not in the marketing.
It's so easy for me to explain.
Yeah. And then the other place that buys them is laundromats.
Laundromats, you bet.
And it's for the same reason.
They're durable. They're durable. They're workhorses.
And they also, but they don't have a bunch of junk on them to break. So I'm thinking maybe my wife has the right idea. And no, I'm not looking for one. But if any listener out there wants to tell me, apparently she just got the new Consumer Report came out yesterday, and it's washing machines. But I looked at the first washing machine on the cover, the one that gets the highest ratings, and it looks like the robot from Lost in Space. Remember the robot? Not the nice, friendly robot, but the other mean robot. It looked like a washing machine.
Sure, Robbie the Robot.
Robbie the Robot. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And the light would go, and he'd talk with his voice.
Big front loader.
Yeah, if you can find Robbie the Robot, Pedro, that's the new washing machine.
I love my fancy one. Lots of bells and
whistles. You like all that stuff.
Yeah, the problem with
Do you figure out how to use it? Do you read the manual?
I'm not a read the manual kind of girl. I'm a let's see what works and what doesn't work kind of girl. I will say the front loaders get moldy. There's like a mold smell that happens no matter what.
All of them. I read that online.
And you have to leave the door open.
Lisa leaves the door open and she wants to get rid of our front loader.
And if you wake up at 4 in the morning and get dressed in the dark and walk out into the dark hallway, you will always walk into it.
Ouch.
Yep.
Okay, so Lisa's right about that. Don't get a front loader. So the washing machine, believe it or not, email, the fridge is now considered high technology. I guess. What is the coolest new thing in a fridge?
Well, the fact that it used to be an ice box. I mean, there used to be a guy who delivered ice that you would stick in your kitchen, and that would keep your food cold for a couple days. Then he'd deliver you another chunk.
All right. The freezer, which is different from the fridge, although they usually attached, also on that list of top 10 technologies you can't live without. And this is a relatively new one on the list, the microwave. I remember the first microwave I ever saw, when they were invented, my grandfather had all the cool new technology first, and we would be like, my mom and dad would come over, we're dragging our 8 kids for the cookout, right? And grandpa would go, look, I got whatever he got. He got a riding lawnmower. Was the first thing. I got a riding lawnmower.
This your dad's dad or your mom's dad?
My dad's dad.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was into the cool stuff. And so he was the first color TV. And one day we went over and he said, let me show you this. And it was popcorn in a microwave. Started a fire. But
the learning curve.
Yeah, but I mean, it was magic. When the microwave came out, you could put something in seconds, it was hot, and nothing, you didn't have a heating up of a grill on it. I still don't understand it.
And it was a luxury, but I'm guessing now you won't find anybody that doesn't have a microwave. No. You would have a microwave before you would have an oven, because you can put a microwave in every dorm room, every office.
And we no longer have time to cook.
And they're $50.
The microwave. The dishwasher. Does anybody not have a dishwasher on purpose?
Does it count if you have one but don't use it?
No, because you have it.
We have it.
Yeah.
Twice a year.
But I know, like Lisa prefers, she's, don't put them in the dishwasher. Wash them by hand. Yep. She prefers to do that.
You only use your dishwasher twice a year?
Yep.
But if you were, say, Joe, you're a real estate agent, are you going to reactivate?
I think I will.
A lot of listeners want to know. They want to list their houses.
Yeah, I need to fire.
I'm going
to
go
up.
Get my license.
Are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to get my real estate license. You bet.
It's
like Pat O'Day.
It's a great job. You know.
I'm also going to open a chain of rehab centers.
You can. There's no limit on what you can make. You can always give yourself a raise by working harder if you're a real estate agent. Right.
Roger in Kirkland. Hello.
Hey, Bob. How are you?
Good.
So I wanted to let you know your wife is the smartest woman in the world.
I think so.
Absolutely. So my parents and I just had this discussion with my wife and I. They were looking for a new washing machine and dryer, and they went the exact same route she wants to go. They had bought a Speed Queen.
Now, is there a language barrier with them? One of them doesn't read the English language very well?
Well, you know, age difference, there's always a language barrier. But they just wanted a simple washing machine with, a slow speed, high speed, high water, low water kind of a thing. Nothing fancy, that kind of thing. And like they said, the Consumer Reports rates them the highest rating of quality, and so they wanted something that lasts.
And by the way, Lisa's not fancy. I bet her mother used a pail and a washboard. That's the kind of hardworking Depression-era parents she had. Last night when she finished washing the dishes in the sink, she's going to hate me talking about this.
She's awake.
I know, but love. Hey, honey, this is cool. Well, this is cute. Last night when she finished the dishes in the sink, how many of you do this? She handed me the tub of water and said, go outside and water the lilies. Because she doesn't let water go down the sink.
With soapy dishwater?
The lilies don't care. I hope. I don't think so.
Well, it's funny because no, I think
all
you're right.
All water gets repurposed and used.
I think it's right. We had a yucca plant in front of our house, and there was an aphid problem, but there was an insect problem. And
the soap water keeps the bugs off the plant.
That's right. Yeah. The solution was a dish soap.
That's great for the environment. I mean, it makes people feel better that don't have enough water, too.
Diane in Bainbridge.
Hey, Bob. Carrie and I, you know, we live on a farm, and we have a well, and we have a septic tank. And we do not have a dishwasher on purpose.
I have seen your farm, haven't I? Is this Diane?
Yes, you have.
All right.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, you live such a wonderful lifestyle.
Oh, thank you. Unfortunately, I do have to commute to Redmond for my other job. But also, Joe, I own a house that I rent on Bainbridge Island, and that house I've owned since 1989 and also does not have a dishwasher on purpose.
On purpose. And when you had renters come in, did some of them go, where's the dishwasher?
No, I have had no problem in getting renters.
How about microwave? My theory is everybody's got one of those. You got a microwave?
Yes, have a microwave.
Okay, I don't think you're going to find a human out there that has a domicile that doesn't have a microwave.
That's right. All right, so you're right, Joe. The microwave is more important than the dishwasher. Diane, we'll see you in Chanterelle season. Thanks for being great listeners.
Oh, thank you. I hope you got my message yesterday.
I did, and really appreciated it. Kevin in Everett, hello.
I do not have a dishwasher on purpose also.
All right.
We actually took it out and made shelf space in the kitchen for pots and pans and stuff. So we've been together 32 years and never had the need to have the dishes pile up for 4 days in a dishwasher before you do them. So we've always done them every day.
And that's on purpose. Joe, I was going to ask you, as a realtor, if you're listing a house and there's no dishwasher, do you tell the people, listen, don't they always say upgrade the kitchen and make it a dream kitchen if you really want to get the most for your house?
Yeah, I could not really imagine a house without a dishwasher built in. Now, obviously, if you wanted to go way, way low, you know, we're talking way low down the line, or a really old house, like built in the early 1900s, maybe. But yeah, you got pretty much got to have a dishwasher.
It's one of the main things, but I commend all of you who do the work by hand. And satellite TV, they say, it's either satellite or broadband cable, you must have. Nobody gets their TV over the air. I'm sure there'll be one guy calling in on the phone. Yeah.
I don't trust the people with the cable box coming into my house. I know it's a two-way. I know they're watching what I do. When the thing comes through there, I can turn it off when I turn it off and don't let it in. There's no way for it to get back to them.
We do have a person who eschews microwave ovens. Tyler, why?
I just didn't use it, so I got rid of it.
Didn't use it?
Cook everything in a toaster oven or just on the stovetop.
Toaster, oven, or stovetop. So you eat pretty much Pop-Tarts and beefaroni.
No, last night I cooked some salmon in the toaster oven.
Ah, all right.
I don't use my microwave.
Don't?
Nope, never.
You have it, though.
Yep.
Thank you, Tyler. You guys are the exception to the rule. The rest of the top 30 continues with things like the iPad. Facebook is listed. It's not an appliance, but technology we can't live without. Toaster came in 20th, the Kindle 21st. I don't understand a list that has a toaster and a Kindle right next to each other, you know, as technology. But high definition TV was 25th. You know, there's a lot of people still don't care about high definition TV, still have old TVs.
I have an old TV. It's kind of tough to get rid of, too. I have a perfectly good working Sony TV.
Low definition.
Low definition that I upgraded.
That you paid a ton for back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, it's one of the best.
And it'll go forever.
It refuses to die.
That thing could be on the show Lost 200 years in the future.
Yeah. And I upgraded Kelly when we got the X1 box because I said, what's the use of having this? We put one in the bedroom. What's the use of having this and having this big low def TV? And I put it like for free on my little local neighborhood for free blog. Nobody wants those low-definition TVs anymore.
I actually tried to give some away on Craigslist free, too. And no calls. You know what you should do with them? I brought him to Goodwill.
I'm surprised they would even take it. They did, huh?
And I don't know if every Goodwill will take him, but the Goodwill we took it to, and maybe they don't anymore because they get weird, they get squirrely about technology.
Well, electronic equipment has to be recycled in a very specific and safe way.
And, yeah, and it's expensive to recycle. Yeah. But I don't know. I'll find out. A working TV.
Yeah, because it works great. I mean, if you had video games or something, you
wanted to give it away on the show?
Yeah. Well, it's
we'll do a big buildup.
It's a
enter to win Joe's working TV.
Only seven more days to enter.
A 27-inch Sony. It works. It's heavy though. I don't know if I want to haul it in here. I mean, it is heavy.
Yeah,
heavy.
We'll get Rick the bouncer.
Big box. Huh?
Yeah. Donate it to a shelter.
You think they would like?
Try and be decent people around here.
Who? Let's find the most worthy person that could use Joe's TV. And we'll give one last plug to Rick the bouncer.
If Rick wants to come by,
I'm not giving him any money.
No, that'd be great. And if he's over on the east side,
you know how Rick is.
If Rick wants to come by and get it and bring it here, I would love to give it away to somebody.
Let's see. A simple formula to figure out what you should be doing with your life. You ready?
This might come in handy for some of us.
G plus P plus V. You know what those are?
Figure out what you should be doing with your life.
G, P, and V are the three initials you need to know.
Gratification.
That's at the end of the day if everything else goes well.
Well, I mean, I'll give you my thought process behind my guess. I mean, they say love what you do and you'll never work a day in your life.
That's passions.
Okay.
That's the P part.
Okay.
Okay. So you got one of them.
Okay. See, I thought P was going to be pay.
No, that's G for green.
Okay. So here they are. Gifts, passions, and values. And I think you nailed it with passions. Gifts, first off, what are you good at? I discovered when I was, 14, 15 years old and building a high school radio station that I loved reading and announcing and talking. And, instantly people thought I was kind of ahead of my time at 14. So I knew I was good at it. Passions. What do you really care about? It can be a social issue like feeding the homeless, personal passions, making people laugh, or the passion to make a ton of money. Now, you might not believe this, but I never expected to make a dime. I expected to be poor my whole life. My dad kind of told me I was worthless and it's never going to amount to anything. And I sort of believed him.
You thought this was better than working. So
I went with something that it would at least be fun.
Right.
And occasionally I might get some free stuff, maybe a good deal on a washing machine.
Yeah.
And early on in radio, they were all crap jobs and paid very, very poorly. So I was good at it. It was my passion. Finally, this is the tough one. Figure out your values. These are the things you need to have in your lifestyle to make you happy. And these are the kind of things. This needs explanation because I go, values? I don't know. Paycheck? I think I could. Yeah. Cashola?
I value eating.
On the barrel head? But actually, it's more like, do you want to be home for dinner with your family every night? Do you hate waking up early? If so, go in a different direction, Bob.
Yeah, this may not be for you.
I mean, my brother just took a new career turn, and he became a truck driver.
Mm.
He hauls logs around. He loves it because he doesn't have to solve anybody else's problems, just has to check out the rearview mirrors. There's still trees chasing him down the street. Mm. He's doing a good job. But one of the things he didn't want to do was spend weeks away. He's gotten many offers to be a long-haul driver.
Mm.
But he doesn't want to spend a week at a time away from his wife.
Yeah.
What's important to him is waking up next
to her. And you know I always loved your family values and your passion for your family. In fact, I think you did better than me. I was working 7 days a week, and you were like, no, my family has to come first. I have a friend who called when he heard about, across the country, heard about my stepping aside. By the way, everyone's saying I'm retiring, so I'm going with that. But seriously, I'll be back Monday. Something's going to happen. It'll be something lesser. I mean, I'm not going away.
Okay.
But I can't do this heavy. Well, anyway, who cares about me? Get on with it, Bob. So I had this call from a friend who got downsized out of radio 6 years ago. And he was a legendary programmer, legendary, the kind of guy who built a team, led a team. He was an early guy that inspired me when I was about 14 years old. And I said, what are you up to? And he has just finished his degree in, I believe it's social work of some sort. It's and he's going for his master's degree. And he said, well, I realized by being a program director and leading a team that what I really liked to do was empower people, inspire them. And that was my dream. So he said, you know, I went and got my degree, and I actually thank, he mentioned Clear Channel by name, for downsizing. He said, I thank that this happened at the time it did, because now I'm pursuing something super meaningful. So what he did is he followed his passion. And he and I will be friends, you know, forever. Look at your gifts, your passions, and your values. Start brainstorming careers that fit with your answers under each one. So make a list of all three: gifts, passions, values, and then look for something that satisfies all three.
That's really good tip. That's something I should probably sit down and do myself personally.
One of my values is procrastination.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really good at that. Thank goodness for 25 years you let me put this kind of stuff off.
We should post this.
Cool.
At bobrivers.com or on Facebook. We'll get it to Pedro. 927. Yesterday, something that has only happened, what, once before or ever happened. One of our Seattle, Washington State ferries breaks down
and had to drop anchor. This is only the second time, I think, in the history of the ferry system that due to emergency they have had to say, folks, we got to put down the anchor and sit here.
Is there anyone out there who is on this ferry?
It was the Bainbridge run midday yesterday,
the ferry Tacoma. Well, you would know if you were on
Yeah, because you were out there for a couple of 3 hours.
Finally had to bring a tugboat to take the ferry. What I was curious about is adrift off Bainbridge Island, 405 passengers. I was curious, like, what kind of announcements do they make? You know, did they do anything special for you? Did they give you a free coupon for the next time?
Yes, they did. I will answer that. They give you
coffee,
a free ferry.
Cup of chowder.
And I'm curious as to how it's going today, because they took a boat off Edmonds to put it on the Bainbridge. This is a major problem, because this is a big boat that there's nothing there's nothing to replace.
And when we come back, what they know about why it happened. Also, if you have an answer, if you were on the ferry, call us 877-901-0957, 877-901-0957. Ferry people talk about your gifts, passions, and values. Ferry people tend to be patient people. When they miss a boat, when something goes wrong, they're not the kind of people that go crazy. About the only thing that'll make a ferry person go postal, you know what it is.
Bunch of motorcycles cutting in line in front of you and taking
exactly. If you cut in front of them in line, that's what makes them go postal. Other than that, and by the way, if that happens, it's on. But for the most part, ferry people, they bring a book. They adapt well to changes in schedules. So is there anybody out there who was on this ferry? 877-901-0957. And then Jody has a bunch of stuff coming up with her news. We'll be right back after these.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Another very warm day across western Washington with more sunshine and high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Sunny skies and very warm temperatures will stick with us through Seafair weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
You bet I went and bought a bed before they might tell me that I'm not around here anymore. I want to get everything I can. And I went to Sleep Country USA because I've been doing their ads for years. But I shouldn't worry about getting a good price at Sleep Country USA, because you always get a great price at Sleep Country USA. In fact, right now, the Triple Choice sale is on, and you can get the same bed I got, a brand new Tempur-Pedic, and get 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on any of the Tempur Choice collection with head-to-toe customization on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. You could also choose a choice like this, $300 in free gifts with any of Sleep Country USA's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Of course, you're going to get free same-day delivery, free setup of your new mattress. You get the 100-day low price guarantee. If you find a better price, they will match that price and even beat it by 5%. Sleep Country USA's triple choice sale is ending soon, so I'd get in there today. In fact, you could be sleeping on a new bed tonight. Get in there before 2. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
Summer color is everywhere. It's also at the Home Depot with Behr Premium Plus Ultra stain-blocking interior paint from only $31.98 a gallon. So let's bring home the perfect color with the number one rated stain-blocking paint and primer that's giving the shades of summer a run for their money. Let's do this. Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior from $31.98 a gallon. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Rated by Independent Consumer Study U.S. only. See store for details.
It's heating up. Time to install that air conditioner you've been talking about. Locally owned for over 25 years, Universal Refrigeration Heating and Air Conditioning are your cool down experts. Visit their mobile website right now at northwestcool.com.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the all-American bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in, they won't be here long. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
What places inspire you to do something great?
The garage, where my son and I are restoring the car he'll drive to prom.
And my study, where I'm working on my novel after the kids finally fall asleep.
People get inspiration in all sorts of different places. At American Family Insurance, we provide the protection to help you pursue your dreams. Take the first step, become inspired, and then visit amfam.com/dreams and join the community of dreamers.
The record store, where I find the new vinyls to inspire my band.
Dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
All across America.
It's Toyota's number one summer sales event. Toyota is number one in what matters most to everyone, value. And we're making you number one with the summer's best deals. Now through August 4th, get 0% APR financing on 12 different new Toyotas, including RAV4 and Venza. Or choose 0% APR financing plus $500 bonus cash on any new 2014.5 Camry or any new 2014 Prius liftback, Avalon, or Sienna minivan. Limited term financing subject to approved credit through TFS. And all new Toyotas come with Toyota Care 2-year no-cost maintenance included. A dealer documentary service fee up to $150 may be added to sale price or capitalized cost. For more details, visit buyatoyota.com. See one of your Western Washington Toyota dealers now. Toyota's number one summer sales event ends Monday, August 4th. Toyota, let's go places.
The Build a Better Bath event is on at the Home Depot, and 4-inch Moen Banbury faucets are now just $59, a savings of $10. So let's add some pow to the powder room. This chrome faucet looks great and it's water sense certified, which means you'll save on utilities from the moment it's installed. Let's do this. Shop the Build a Better Bath event now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Before Shelly did a cartwheel on the sideline of the soccer field, woo-hoo! Before she screamed, "You've got this," 12 times in a row,
you got this!
And before she picked up 5 of the world's most enthusiastic soccer players, all under the age of 6, Shelly applied for the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card so she could get 1% cash back on her son's first pair of cleats. 2% cash back on game time snacks,
Hydrate!
And 3% cash back on gas, all with no hoops to jump through, which meant she didn't have to worry about changing categories or expirations on rewards. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back everywhere, every time, 2% cash back at grocery stores, and 3% cash back on gas. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to $1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Copyright 2014 Bank of America Corporation.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curve, still a really slow drive at 30th. There's an incident over on the left shoulder, so it's kind of close to that fog line. A bit of a distraction for drivers, slowing people down in general, so just kind of adding to the delay through the S-curves. Northbound I-5, really slow at the Michigan curve, and it looks like your Everett to Seattle drive, still a really long one at 47 minutes.
Get the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through, no rotating categories, and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
We're back to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR, powered by the Carter Subaru Live Theater.
Microsoft people.
thousands of employees sucking their stock away, working like busy worker bees, kicking their mice all day. Bill Gates is such a rich man. Gates is such a rich man. Gates is such a rich tycoon. He's spending all his money on a killer house with a bitch in view and a kitchen crew. Go, Bill Gates is such a rich man. Competitors like to bitch.
Gates is such a rich man. That's a fun twisted tune. I haven't heard that in 20 years.
Little Paul Allen, Bill Gates double shot for old time's sake.
Thank you, folks. Coming up in just a little bit, we will be welcoming singer, songwriter, guitarist Josh Ritter to the Carter Subaru Live Theater. He's amazing.
So excited. He's headlining the Woodland Park Zoo tonight. And if you ever thought about heading out to BECU Zoo Tunes sponsored by Carter Subaru, you should.
In a poll just released, more than 60% of Americans say that they avoid putting this stuff in their bodies, I'll tell you. But first, a friend of the ferry captain of the Tacoma Ferry who wanted to just say hi. Linda, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys today?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm actually in Issaquah for an appointment, but I live up at Snoqualmie Pass. So.
Hyatt.
Hyatt.
Which is one of the ferries.
Actually, it is. Isn't that unusual?
That is amazing. I wonder how they came up with that.
I have no idea.
Did you purchase the naming rights for the ferry? They should sell the naming rights for the ferry. The Safeco Ferry.
Yeah.
The CenturyLink Ferry.
There's Why been not? Thought of that. We could use some new ferries. What a great way to raise some money.
Yeah. All right. So, Linda, we did not get a passenger who was on the ferry, but tell us what you can.
Well, I Captain Ty Anderson, I've known for, gosh, almost 30 years. And from what I heard from what he posted on Facebook, because all of us heard the story and weren't surprised that Ty was the captain on that, apparently a 30,000 volt transformer basically fried to a crisp and blew all the breakers.
No.
He said it took him an hour to reroute power around motor 2 and 4. Now, I don't know if you've ever had the pleasure of getting a tour on a ferry boat, but those engines are like the size of a locomotive.
I would love to do that. I have time on August 12th.
You know, I could see if I could hook you up with my buddy.
But there's no point giving me a tour because I can't come back and tell everybody how wonderful the ferries are. But
you can call in like I do and talk to Eric and the gang.
So maybe I can do that. Okay.
We'll take your call.
It's fascinating. And do you have, is it like the Starship Enterprise? Is there an engineer and does the captain call down and say, what?
Rusty, I need more power.
No, but does he call and say, what's wrong with the, I was sorry.
They do. I mean, he's got quite a crew there. I've had the occasion to ride with him several times in the past.
Would the ferry riders have heard the transformer frying? Because those things can be loud when that sort of thing happens.
That I honestly don't know. Okay. But that just came out this morning. He had a picture posted on Facebook of it and said it just fried. But I imagine they would have noticed that the ferry boat also lost propulsion. He said they still have to get a crane to get the anchor up off the...
All right, Linda, thank you very much. Enjoy living in Snoqualmie Pass. It's beautiful this time of year, isn't it?
It's better than beautiful. I have friends that came up for a campfire party on Saturday that went, how do you ever leave this to go to work?
Yeah.
Say hi to my buddy, the corn dog man up there. I bet he misses me.
That's not his real name.
Best corn dog you ever have. Top of Snoqualmie Pass.
Yeah, that little green trailer out in front of the...
You bet.
Oh, she knows what you mean.
Hand-dip corn dogs. I stop every time I can, or at least used to.
Okay, thank you.
You can go to the little Aardvark Cafe, too. They've got some great home-cooking food there, too.
All right, Linda from Hayek. Thank you, Linda. Say hi to my buddy, the corn dog man.
Say hi to my buddy, the corn dog man.
That's cold. That's the best corn dog
you really
ever.
Know him?
Joe,
or
by the way.
Hand-dipped. Oh, yeah. Hand-dipped corn dogs and homemade huckleberry ice cream right in front of the, what's the little store there, the Time-Wise Grocery.
All right. So there used to be a store up there, I swear to God. They changed the name. It used to say Snoqualmie, pass, gas, and go. Swear
too,
to God.
Too many people took
back me up, Texter, that used to be an actual sign.
Gas and go.
Pass, gas, and go. Snoqualmie, pass, gas, and go.
Got it.
9:45. Jody, quick update on news.
Okay. Important things to know today. Millions of gallons of water are gushing from a water main break in UCLA, flooding the entire campus. 90-year-old main set a geyser shooting 30 feet in the air. Large parts of the campus are totally underwater. There is mud. A recently renovated pavilion home to UCLA basketball and other teams was covered under 8 inches of water. Full-on disaster, UCLA. And my favorite story of the day that I want to get to quickly, before landing in Sydney, Australia on Sunday night, a crew member from a Jetstar jet told passengers, now's the time to flush your drugs before we land. I'm not kidding.
Come on.
She said, we have been told there are sniffer dogs and quarantine officers waiting in the domestic terminal. If you need to dispose of anything you shouldn't have, we suggest you flush it now. And everybody ran for the bathrooms.
Come on. Where is this?
Here's why. Sydney, Australia. Because Splendor in the Grass just took place. Splendor in the Grass is like a Sasquatch kind of festival.
Uh-huh.
And so they had Foster the People and they had...
they knew their bands.
Oh, they had... Yeah. So everyone was carrying drugs on them. A lot of the passengers were coming.
And we're talking like... drugs like marijuana, right?
Yeah.
Like,
and probably
stuff that's legal in one place, not legal in another.
And probably other stuff,
maybe
too.
Some other maybe. Stuff.
Probably other stuff, too.
Molly, you can go first.
Yes.
So if you received a chunk of blue ice in the Australian area, don't just throw it away.
Yeah.
Melt that down. Fell out, man.
Some okay, thank you very much, Jody. Americans are more likely to avoid drinking soda than before. This is a new stat, by the way. And the data are from a July 7th through 10th Gallup poll that asked Americans about their consumption habits. Originally, in 2002, when they started this poll, only 41% said, well, I'll avoid soda. Now that's jumped to 63%. A lot of changes in our drinking habits as more people promote the value of just water. And even drinks like orange juice start to lose tons of market share. I've always felt that education... is the best way for nutrition. And again, then all of these companies and the government lobby, they always block education. They always try to avoid you finding out stuff. That's why I hated that GMO labeling thing didn't pass. Right. Never vote against education. 9:47. Josh Ritter is in the house. It's a pleasure to welcome him. Singer, songwriter, guitarist. In fact, he was, I was reading about you, Josh. Named one of the 100 greatest living songwriters by a music magazine. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's better than being on the dead side.
Yeah. You know?
Well, and I would say, especially as you're young, don't you get to move up?
I'm hoping to climb, you know?
Yeah. And it's no longer Casey Kasem that's counting down this list, but I would think. Don't you watch some of the old ones and, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's like you can, especially as like those guys get older and they it gets more and more fun to see what they're going to do.
Dylan's holding on at number one. You know?
Is Dylan still number one?
Yeah. In my book.
What number were you in the 100? Or they not? They not?
I don't remember. I was pretty. I was. I think I squeaked in.
Yeah, that's okay. Are you kidding? You're 21 years old. Congratulations. and you're going to be playing Zoo Tunes.
Yep.
Is it tonight?
Tonight. Yeah.
That you play. See Josh and his Royal City Band headlining at Zoo Tunes. You will not be disappointed. I want to just let you go in and play because we only have a few,
like
5-6 minutes. So let's send Josh back to the Carter Subaru Live Theater. Thanks for stopping
right.
in and saying
Thanks
hi. For information on Zoo Tunes, just go to bobrivers.com. And I guess he's a little more than 21.
Well, that's when he was named that. This guy is still in his early 30s.
And okay.
Quite the prolific musician. He's been putting out stuff that's huge in Ireland, Scotland, all over Europe. And Josh is headlining here. He's playing all over America this summer.
I believe, is he still in Scotland? Is that his home?
No, he lives in Woodstock, New York, I believe.
Wow, of all things.
Yeah.
Okay. 12 minutes before 10. So while he gets ready to play in the Carter Subaru Live Theater, we'll close out show number 8 as we count down to the last show of the Bob Rivers Show. Tomorrow we'll be counting down to 7. Here's Jody with the last word of the day.
Today it's brought to you by Union Bank of California. And in case you were thinking I'm better than this, as it turns out I'm not, the last word of the day will be Beaver.
Now,
Live in the Carter Subaru Live Theater with 95.7 KJR.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, at BECU Zoo Tunes tonight at 6 o'clock and live in our Carter Subaru Live Theater, here's Josh Ritter.
Supposedly he was a wise, wise man who said it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, never to have loved. How many times is the truth that you take to be true just truth falling apart at the same speed as you, till it all comes away yet a million degrees? You're just a few pieces of fallen debris, and she's hopeful. Hopeful for me. I'm coming out of the dark clouds. And she went away and she packed all her love. And I could not believe it, how little there was. I stood in the cold kitchen with nothing to say. Who kept the whole world spinning when she went away? Yeah, she kept telling me about the good things I deserved, that I wanted somebody I'd mistaken for her. One look in my eyes and she knows she was wrong, so she wouldn't look back at me until she was gone. How many times did you give all your love and find out I was so far from enough? I followed her out into the street in the rain. The whole world stopped spinning and just went up in flames, and she's hopeful. Coming out of the dark cloud. The sunlight corroded and the day started to fail. The rocks in the road sharpened shadows to nails. The fence posts were empty and so were the trees. Had the bluebird of you sung its last tune for me. I seen her around now with someone new I don't know. She likes green-eyed boys who are haloed in hope. I know the look in his eyes and I know all the old signs. Just a couple more curves before his own road unwinds. And these days I'm feeling better about the man that I am. Some things I could change and there's others I can't. I met someone new, now I know I deserve. I never met someone loves the world more than her. She's been through her own share of hard times as well. She's learned how to tear out the heaven from hell. Most nights I'm all right, still old rocks roll downhill. She says I'll get better, she knows that I will. And she's hopeful for me. I'm coming out of the dark cloud. I'm coming out of the dark clouds, I'm coming out of the dark clouds.
Man.
So good.
You are so, can you hear me?
Yes.
You are so freaking amazing.
Thank you.
Josh Ritter. Josh, I wish we could have you play all day, but then we wouldn't get paid for what we're about to get paid for. But I want to thank you so much for coming in. Live in our Carter Subaru Live Theater, don't miss Josh Ritter, Zoo Tunes tonight. All the information is at bobrivers.com. Thank you much, Josh. And tomorrow, we continue counting down. Show 7 as we count down to the final show on the 8th of August, 2014. Thank you all. Talk to you then.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Another very warm day across western Washington with more sunshine and high temperatures in the low to mid 80s. Sunny skies and very warm temperatures will stick with us through Seafair weekend. I'm Keisha Burns in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Discount Tire.
Trust Discount Tire to get you up to speed on the right tire for your vehicle. And right now, you can save big on the world's best brands of tires, like Michelin, Bridgestone, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
How big is the Albertsons 75th anniversary sale? Well, bigger than big. It's so big, it has its own zip code kind of big. In fact, big's just not a big enough word. It's huge. The huge Albertsons 75th anniversary sale. Awesome savings all over the store. It's so huge, we had to get a huge voice to tell you about the savings. Take it away, huge voice guy.
That's right. It's Albertsons' huge 75th anniversary sale. This week, when you buy six participating products, you can mix or match Frito-Lay party-sized chips for just $2.99. You can also mix or match Gatorade flavors for just 75 cents when you buy six or more participating products. Plus, pick up boneless, skinless chicken breasts for only $1.98 a pound. Check out every department for more savings during Albertsons' 75th anniversary sale. It's huge.
Huge savings, huge sale. Albertsons, not just big, huge 75th anniversary sale. Don't miss it.
Jimmy Mack's Roadhouse, always famous in Renton and Federal Way for steaks, crab cakes, and peanuts on the floor. Now Jimmy Mack's is open in South Everett on Airport Road. Come on down to Jimmy Mack's for endless hot out-of-the-oven yeast rolls and endless peanuts. Plus the best Roadhouse steaks, ribs, fish, and more. Incredible cocktails and local brews, too. Pick your own steak out of our butcher case. Real down-home Roadhouse hospitality. Lunch, dinner, Jimmy Mack's Roadhouse, Renton, Federal Way, and now in South Everett.
Hey, yo, Mike, we got ants.
And while some may prefer the irony of a carpenter stepping on a carpenter ant with an overdramatic squish, AAA Pest Control prefers using 25-plus years of experience. If it bugs you, it bugs us. Visit their mobile site right now at aaapest.com.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, one of the world's greatest rock and roll bands, with so many incredible songs. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, live and on stage, Friday, August 15th, at The Gorge, with very special guest, Steve Winwood. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone.
Every ticket includes a copy of the new album, Hypnotic Eye.
This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, nobody but nobody pays sales tax at McClendon Hardware. Yep, it's the McClendon's Founders Day no tax sale. You name it, whatever it is, power tools, lumber, plumbing, electrical, everything and anything. Here's the facts. Buy it at McClendon's and we pay the tax. Just our way of saying thanks for your biz here in Western Wa since 1926. See you this weekend at McClendon's Founders Day tax-free sale. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at all McClendon Hardwares, where people make the difference.
We were tempted to yell and shout about our biggest sale of the season at JCPenney. But we've decided it's more fitting to let the deals make all the noise. Like $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select apparel, home, shoes, fine jewelry, and accessories. Our biggest sale of the season at JCPenney. When it fits, you feel it. Our biggest sale of the season refers to the most items on sale for the longest duration. A future sale of a shorter duration may have more items on sale. Some exclusions apply. Coupon in store only, valid 7:30 to 8:02. Check newspaper or jcp.com for coupon and details.
If you have to take a written driving test right now, would you pass it? Do you know the rules of the road? And do you follow them? If you answered yes, then you're probably a good driver. Or as Allstate might call you, a wise driver. And for that, they think you should be rewarded with DriveWise. Just plug in the DriveWise device and it rewards the wise decisions you make behind the wheel. Like not speeding excessively or slamming on your brakes. The better you drive, the bigger your savings. Up to 30%. So if you want to start getting the rewards you deserve, don't just drive. Drive wise with Allstate.
Get 10% off just for signing up today. Call Kent Allstate Agency, Dunn Family Insurance at 253-859-3791. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. 10% discount applies to first policy period. Savings vary. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Drive wise, only from Allstate agents. Are you in good hands?
Hi, it's Beth with SeaTac or not SeaTac, the game where I ask people on the street if a restaurant, bar, or shop is at SeaTac or not at SeaTac. Answer a few questions correctly and win fabulous prizes. Hi, what's your name?
Oh, I'm late for a ferry.
Oh, good answer. I'm here with Courtney. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, let's play.
Diva Espresso.
Yes.
Because nobody likes a sleepy diva. Vino Volo.
I would guess it's also at SeaTac.
Do you speak Italian?
I do not.
It means wine in my mouth. The Seattle Supersonics.
Not at SeaTac.
No, that is embarrassing. Embarrassing. Ex officio.
At SeaTac.
Yes, where you can get some travel panties. I don't know what's travel-y about them. They fold up small, I guess. Everyone wins! I think a total stranger was gonna hug you today and smell your hair. SeaTac or not SeaTac is brought to you by the merchants of SeaTac, including Massage Bar, Butter London, and Qdoba. With an incredible variety of shops, bars, and restaurants to enjoy, get to the airport early. Start your trip off right. Have a drink. Have a sandwich. Get a massage.
Here comes Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Same night, same stage. Rick Springfield. July 31st, Tulalip Resort Casino Amphitheater. Reserved seats are on sale now. Available at the casino box office and Ticketmaster.com. Pat Benatar, Neil Giraldo, and Rick Springfield. Live.
Find your sleep number setting today only at a Sleep Number store.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the Renton S-Curves, a stop-and-go drive in the southbound direction of 405, approaching 30th. You're also going to see quite the lineup there at 30th. They've got the right lane blocked in the southbound direction so they can trim some trees. Northbound I-5 at the Michigan Curve, still slow as well.
Plan a movie night with help from Fred Meyer. Bring Home Noah, starring Russell Crowe and Jennifer Connelly, and you'll get Orville Redenbacher popcorn and a pack of Dasani water free. Pick it up on DVD or Blu-ray combo pack at Fred Meyer today. Fred Meyer, what's on your list?
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, 10 a.m. August 8th, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart Radio station.